This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, coming to you live 7 days a week from our studio in Keene, New Hampshire. It's the Monday Kick-Ass edition. With you tonight, it's me, Captain Kick-Ass, and
it's Ian,
and nobody.
And we are here for many, many reasons. One of the reasons that we're here is to tell you about AnyPay. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spend Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app. Add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses once you download the Cash Register app. Then you install it at real-life businesses and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. You'll get the rewards for that. The ongoing commissions for signing up businesses are yours. So it's a real great financial incentive for you to do the work, you to get the rewards. For every sale, it all adds up. That's AnyPayInc.com. Let's go straight to your calls. It looks as if we have Joe calling from Michigan. He wants to talk about smartphones and apps. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think the whole privacy type thing, I think that's gone. I mean, I think, it sounds crazy. I think we're going to be we could see in the next few years where these technology, like our smartphones, is going to start being implanted into our bodies.
Oh, yeah, there's already folks doing, technological body modifications where they're installing sensors in their own bodies.
We could be like, Ghost in the Shell or something. Or I saw a movie called Anon on Netflix where, he's a Clive Owen, he's the actor in it, but he's walking down the street and basically everybody he looks at, it's like their Facebook profile pops up.
Oh, yeah.
Their name and all this stuff in his head, It could get to that. Ray Kurzweil, sure. He's been talking about enhanced humans and all this stuff for a long time. And
yeah, it's really right around the corner. I mean, it's not going to be long before those things would be relatively simple and affordable.
Well, the technology already exists
that
a cop can sit in his car and get that information on a laptop.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck hiding or trying to. Because they'll be able to. They'll be able to track you and, basically your smartphone will be in your body. So.
Yep. Yep. That's true.
Well, creepy, but that's our future.
Thanks for taking
one. All right.
For the call.
Thanks for the call, Joe. You have a great night. I've read a little bit about some of these. There's a term for it, and it's not body modification because that refers to the folks who are doing like piercings and like.
It's called cybernetics.
Right, but there's a.
When you build devices into your body, you literally become a cyborg.
Right, but there's another term for it that I can't remember right now. But I mean, they already have cell phones the size of a microchip, right? That they can embed in like sunglasses, right? So I was reading something about somebody's doing. Prototypes of ones that they embed behind your ear, right? Like in your skull. They literally just slice open behind your ear and embed a chip that's supposed to be a cell phone, behind your ear, stuff like that. So,
Bone conduction modification.
Right.
You could actually like put a bone conductor in your body. I presume this is possible, right? Because they have the headphones with the bone conductors on the outside of your body.
Correct.
And the idea is that you can hear it, but you can also hear other things that are going on. So it doesn't if you're like a runner, for instance, the bone conducting allows you to listen to music, but also hear the cars around you.
Yeah, the tipping point will, of course, be when digital technology is able to talk to biotech. technology, right? So currently, digital technology in its current forms can't really interface with biotechnology. There's not a way to do that. But once somebody figures out how to do that, then you're going to see stuff like The Matrix, where you can download Kung Fu.
Well, don't they already have nanotechnology? Isn't that basically...
Nanotechnology, it's, you know, right now it's micro robots in your blood system.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, or in your stomach doing things for you, right? But it's not necessarily talking to your biochemistry, right? It's doing things to help you, like, you know, a doctor says, oh, you know, this guy's got to have, you know, I don't know, less acid in his stomach. So they dump a bunch of, you know, nanobots into your gut and they sort of, you know, eat up all the acid or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, we're right around the corner.
I remember, like, maybe 15 years ago.
I'll take some bicarbonate of soda. Thank you.
Actually, vinegar, supposedly, if you've got heartburn, you want to chug vinegar. What works for me is just a shot of pickle juice. Right, from the dill pickle jar in the fridge.
That's funny because both of those are sour, so they're acidic. I would expect a...
Yeah, heartburn is actually a result of too little acid.
Really?
In your stomach, and that's why it feels like it burns, because there's not enough of it to go on. So you just add a little bit more, and it goes
oh,
away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, these are kick-ass thoughts.
Do you want to hear more about WhatsApp and the back door?
Yes,
that,
I do.
Is purportedly in there, according to Telegram's founder, Pavel Durov. He predicted that this was going to happen. That is to say that this backdoor in WhatsApp would be used and take advantage of, you know, people like Jeff Bezos, who was apparently hacked by this backdoor in WhatsApp. And now, as a result, the UN apparently is recommending its officials remove WhatsApp from their devices. Given the gravity of the situation, Durov writes here on his blog, he says, one would expect Facebook and WhatsApp to apologize and pledge not to plant backdoors in their apps going forward. Instead, they've announced that Apple, not WhatsApp, was to blame. Facebook's vice president claimed that iOS, rather than WhatsApp, had been hacked.
Do you think Donald Trump has a Twitter app running on his phone?
Probably.
Oh, I imagine he does.
If you follow my blog, he says, you know, I'm not exactly an Apple fanboy. iOS devices have loads of privacy-related issues, but this was not one of them for two reasons. One, WhatsApp's corrupt video vulnerability was present not only on iOS, but also on Android and even Windows Phone devices, meaning on all mobile devices with WhatsApp installed. Two, the security fault was not present in other messaging apps on iOS. Had Jeff Bezos relied on Telegram instead of WhatsApp, he wouldn't have been blackmailed by people who compromised his communications.
Wow.
Consequently, the issue was not iOS specific, but WhatsApp specific. In their marketing, WhatsApp uses the words end-to-end encryption as some magic incantation that alone is supposed to automatically make all communications secure. However, this technology is not a silver bullet that can guarantee you absolute privacy by itself. He says Telegram rolled out end-to-end encryption for mass communication years before WhatsApp followed suit, and we've been mindful not only of the strengths, but also the limitations of this technology. Other aspects of a messaging app can render end-to-end encryption useless. Here are three examples of what can go wrong. First, there are backups. Users don't want to lose their chats when they change devices, so they back up the chats in services like iCloud. Often without realizing, the backup's not encrypted. The fact that Apple was forced by the FBI to abandon encryption plans for the iCloud is telling. That's one of the reasons why Telegram never relies on third-party cloud backups, and secret chats are never backed up anywhere. Second, there are backdoors. Enforcement agencies are not happy with encryption, forcing app developers to secretly plant vulnerabilities in their apps.
Well, you know how much governments love to violate your backdoors.
Indeed. And he says, I know this because we've been approached by some of these governments and refused to cooperate. As a result, Telegram has been banned in some countries, where WhatsApp has no issues with authorities, most suspiciously in Russia and Iran.
Yeah, and I just want to point out for our listeners that governments are asking software providers to give them access that they won't even give themselves to their software applications. If that doesn't scare you into, you know, otherwise wanting to protect you know, what your information is, all the information that you're putting out there in every way, shape, or form that you can, I don't know what will.
So he's saying here, hey, you know, WhatsApp is claiming they're encrypted. But they're totally allowed in countries like Russia and Iran, whereas Telegram has been banned from those countries for not going along with the demands that they've made. And he's got another example that I'll share with you coming up as well.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's our phone number. Toll free, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like. I am here tonight because, well, I like to be here and talk about freedom, and I like to be joined by my cohorts. And tonight we have it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking a bit about WhatsApp and some backdoors that are being built into it at the government's behest.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay.
They're not going to admit that, obviously. They want you to believe that it's secure and encrypted. And the one of their competitors, Telegram, Pavel Durov, who is allegedly a Russian anarchist, he is not impressed with WhatsApp, and he's saying that he believes there are backdoors in WhatsApp. He's talking about different ways that these programs, these messaging apps, specifically Facebook's WhatsApp, can be taken advantage of. He mentions backups, for instance, where users back things up, like a plain text backup, basically, of their supposedly secret chats, which they then put on something like iCloud. And, of course, there was news recently that the FBI got Apple to abandon their plans to encrypt iCloud, which, again, you still have to take their word for it, that it's actually encrypted. But they've just abandoned them entirely. And then he talks about the back doors, pointing out that Telegram has been banned in countries where WhatsApp is allowed. And he says they've been approached at Telegram by law enforcement and demanded to put security vulnerabilities into their app, backdoors into their app. He says they refuse.
That's so disturbing.
And so that means that those same, you know, agencies that approached Telegram, you know, they approached WhatsApp, right? So he's suggesting that because the WhatsApp is allowed in countries where Telegram's been banned because they wouldn't go along with the program, that suggests that there are backdoors. And he says further that backdoors are usually camouflaged as accidental security flaws. In the last year alone, 12 such flaws have been found in WhatsApp. Some of them were critical, like the one that got Jeff Bezos. Some might tell you WhatsApp is still, quote, very secure, unquote, despite having 7 backdoors exposed in the last 12 months. But that's just statistically improbable. Telegram, an application used by hundreds of millions of people, including heads of states and large companies, has had no issues of that severity in the last 6 years. Now, look, I don't want to be total, you know, cheerleader for Telegram. I still don't think you should trust them either. Okay,
right?
Just because you don't know. It's not. I don't think it's open source. I've never actually looked into that. That's a good question. I doubt it is. But a good
indicator is that it's banned by other invasive governments.
Yeah, that is a good indicator. And, I like Telegram, and I do believe that this guy is a pretty libertarian dude who runs the country, a company. So if you got to choose an app to talk to people on, Telegram's definitely a better choice than the one made by Facebook. But if you need security, you need to take some extra steps, right? Like, you should get PGP, you should learn how to use it, and you should use it. But going on, so he's talking about the accidental security flaws. He says Telegram, again, hasn't had these issues, anything of this severity in the last 6 years. Third, there are flaws in encryption implementation. How can anybody be sure that the encryption WhatsApp claims to use is the one actually implemented in their apps? Mm-hmm. Their source code is hidden, and the app's binaries are obfuscated, making them hard to analyze. On the contrary, okay, well, he's going to answer my question here. Telegram's apps have been open source, and its encryption fully documented since 2013. That's pretty impressive.
Of course, even with open source software, if you don't compile it yourself from sources,
you still don't know.
You don't know if the software they're advertising is the software they're running. So that's problematical even then.
Well, he does say Telegram supports verifiable builds for both iOS and Android, meaning anyone can make sure the source code on GitHub and the Telegram app you download are the same thing.
Nice, you can do it.
Nice.
No other messaging app is doing that for both mobile operating systems.
I've never heard of it being done, but theoretically it would work.
He says none of the others are doing it, and one might just start wondering why. Don't let yourself be fooled by the tech equivalent of circus magicians who'd like to focus your attention on one isolated aspect, all while performing their tricks elsewhere. They want you to think about end-to-end encryption as the only thing you have to look at for privacy, but the reality is much more complicated. He says, and he's wrapping up here, he says, some could say that as a founder of a rival app, I may be biased when criticizing WhatsApp. Of course I am. Of course I consider Telegram secret chats to be significantly more secure than any competing means of communication. Why else would I be developing and using Telegram? However, the statements in this post are based on facts, not personal preference. And he's got a ton of references, by the way, throughout this post. And I'll post it on our social media at telegram.freetalklive.com, toot.freetalklive.com over on Mastodon, and twitter.freetalklive.com. And he says, finally, and just like the code of the Telegram app, these facts are verifiable and further supported by third-party sources below. When it comes to security, nobody should take anybody's word for granted. So that's a pretty cool piece there by Pavel Durov. So if you're using WhatsApp, you need to ask yourself why at this point.
Let's go to the phones. We have Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in. Gene, can you hear us?
Looks like our microphone is muted there for some reason. Am I seeing that right from here? He may not be able to hear you. So we may have to do some tech.
Gene,
tech support stuff, and probably have to do that during a break.
Gene, hold the line. We'll come back to you, and we'll take care of some technicalities.
It's always best to screen a call.
Indeed.
Yep.
I like Telegram. You know, I've been using it a bit since I've, relocated here to New Hampshire. And, I love the secret chat bit, right? And the fact that, or at least supposedly, the fact that it disappears. Right. Once, you've deleted it or whatever, you're done with it, it's gone. There's no record of it. Right. Nobody can, find a copy of it laying about, in your attack and all that kind of stuff. And I'm inclined to, believe what you've read here with it being open source. And it is difficult for the layperson to go compare, code for code.
Code and then you get a hash of
I'm not going to go.
Open source is still not a panacea, though, because there's one thing that what he's said so far hasn't ruled out, which is you don't know what they're running on their server.
True.
So that would be... You'd still have to think about that.
Well,
now, I don't know if they published their server source code, but there's no way to prove what version of a piece of software is running on a machine.
Yeah. And I know, too, that, there's always the end user, right, whomever you're trying to communicate with that can, do something simple, like take a screenshot and, save it on a drive somewhere or what have you. Pretty easy to do. It's one of my annoyances on the social media is when somebody's upset with somebody else, they'll take and share a bunch of screenshots about conversations that they've had with, over the chat or whatever. And it's like, really, could you be more juvenile, right?
I want to bring up something that you said 300 years ago.
It's like, you've saved that for that long? Really? You're just waiting for this day, weren't you? Call in, tell us what you think about, anything. It's called Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I have been diagnosed
with advanced lung cancer.
Conservative radio icon Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of his listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer.
Diagnosis confirmed by two medical institutions back on January 20th.
Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath. Turns out it's lung cancer. It's a political interview making lots of news. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden snapping at NBC's Savannah Guthrie as she asks him about his son Hunter's dealings with Ukraine.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yeah! Come on! Come on! Yes, this is Free Talk Live. And you can join us. Our telephone number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I want to tell you about ForkFest 2020. I'm pretty stoked about this particular event. I've never been able to go to, you know, any of those types of things.
Yes, tell us about the event you've never attended.
Yes, I'm very stoked to join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I've also never been to, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge.
I called Rogers Campground today and reserved our RV site for the Free Talk Live Broadcast Center.
Nice. Yes. Mission control establishment.
We're going to be right up front when people come into the park. We're going to have, like, that prime
Oh,
real
killer.
Estate.
We could hang the banner and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So it's decentralized, and that also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? I can't think of a better place. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And, you know, come on out, party with the captain and, you know, his band of cohorts, also known as co-hosts.
It'll be fun.
I'm planning on having a good time. I decided that I'm not going to really do a thing, right? I'm just going to experience
Check it out.
Yeah, I think the first time anyway.
That's doing a thing.
Well, right, but I mean, I'm not going to like plan to like have like a booth or something, like something
right.
that I do. Just because I want to go and experience it first, and then I'll figure out what I want
to
do.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, you have to know something about the market before you know what's gonna sell.
Right, figure out what's missing, for instance.
Exactly.
Or what you could do better.
Heck yes. And let's go to your calls. We have Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in on our Discord line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, probably best I call in at the end of the day, because after this call, you're going to have a whole bunch of angry callers.
All right. Well, what's on your computer? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up something that hit Drudge for one night and then disappeared, and it's this thing between Mick Jagger and Ray Dawn. I don't know if you saw that. It was
the actress?
It was the actress, Ray Dawn.
Okay. Haven't heard
Mick
that name
Jagger.
Since the 80s. Like Ray Dawn Young?
Yep.
Like Tommy Chong's daughter?
That's the one. Anyway, so this was on Drudge, and then it just kind of disappeared because it doesn't fit the current propaganda about how women are all victims of male dominance. Anyway, she let out in an interview that when she was 15 years old, she slept with Mick Jagger, and she said she absolutely states that it was her choice, that she was not a victim.
Good for
and
her.
That she consented to everything that they did. And, of course, Mick Jagger, Sir Mick, is silent about the whole thing. He's not saying anything because in the current political environment, you can't talk about things like that. But I lived through the 60s, and I know. I mean, I was not a rock and roll star. But I saw the crazed teenage girls screaming and just going crazy over the rock and rollers in the 60s.
Yeah,
and
all that footage of like Elvis and like the Beatles and all the screaming teenage girls. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, they all wanted to sleep with the rock and rollers. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the prudes out there who think that this is not a thing, but it is, and it was, and it's, you know, I'm sure it still is, but today, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons young teenagers and young men don't have sex anymore is because they're scared to death of these women going ape on them and saying that they, you know, they touched them where they weren't supposed to. And, you know, even though the girl was all over them, that she's going to go home and say, oh, I didn't really mean to do that.
Yeah, you're right. You know, the way the laws are written, too, it makes it real easy for somebody to falsely claim against another person, whether it's male or female. It just makes it real easy for them to do so and to put people's entire lives in jeopardy by doing that.
And I don't know why we have decided that 18-year-old is some kind of magic number, because most of us, our grandparents or our great-grandparents got married when they were 15, 16. I mean,
yeah, the magic number in New Hampshire is 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and why is that even a magic number? But what I'm getting at is the political environment today. It's just gone crazy. Now, that I'm not advocating that young people should be getting raped or having too much sex or anything of that nature. But young people have been having sex since Romeo and Juliet, and even before then.
Yep.
We don't really know what was going on. I mean,
this is why I say that statutory rape is an insult to real rape victims. To call what happened between Radon Chong and Tommy Chong, or not Tommy Chong, that's their dad, but to call what happened between Radon Chong and what was it, Jagger?
Mick Jagger.
Rape is an insult to, you know, people who've actually been raped, forcibly, you know, had sex with against their will. She says here in the New York Post reporting on this story that she says, quote, "He wasn't that much older than me in my brain. He was 33 and young and gorgeous with a nice body," she told the Daily Mail. She said, "It wasn't a bad thing. It was fabulous. Totally rock and roll. He didn't make me do anything I didn't want to. But he was very vain, always looking in the mirror," she said during it. And she says further, quote, "He never asked me how old I was, and I never told him. It never came up." So...
And I'd like to point out that most of all the idols that we have today, most of all the 60s and 70s era rock and rollers, they've all had sex with underage girls. And I would like to point out, and this one here is one that really gets me in trouble a lot, because I grew up in the Vietnam era, and I didn't go to Vietnam, but because I was an anti-war protester. But I knew
Thank you
I had
for
friends
your service.
Who, I had friends who went to Vietnam and came back, and we had, you know, we'd sit around and smoke some dope together when they came back and things. And they would tell me about the young Vietnamese prostitutes that they were sleeping with, like 14, 15 years old. And so if you're going to claim today that doing that is statutory rape, then I'm going to tell you that a good percentage of our vets who came back from Vietnam are rapists, because they were definitely having sex with those underage prostitutes in Vietnam. Now, you're not going to find any vets today that are going to admit to that, and they're probably going to want me to shut up about it, but I know it's true.
But was it statutory rape in Vietnam?
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to say it's 15, then it's 15 all over the world. You don't just say it's 15 here and not somewhere else.
Right. I think Gene's pointing out the moral dilemma versus the legal dilemma. The legal dilemma would, you know, make it, you know, whatever in whatever geographic area of whatever government happens to be in charge. But so a good point, Gene. And I know some Vietnam vets. I've done some charity work for some organizations that, you know, try to help folks who came back from, you know, different wars and that kind of a thing. And, you know, in befriending some of them, they have stories that match what you're saying, you know. So, I mean, it's...
And I don't think you'll get too many of them that'll open up about it now because of the political environment that we're in.
Agreed.
Yeah. And basically they will get hanged from a spit. And I don't think that's fair either. I don't think that they should be.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting times, but I am really glad that you called and pointed this out tonight, Gene. It's a good call. We appreciate you calling in, as always.
Interesting story. I hadn't heard about it.
And you can call us as well. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Greetings, salutations. This is Free Talk Live, where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves yourself. We're live 7 days a week. And you can also find us at freetalklive.com. You can call us at our toll-free number, or you can sound as if you're in the studio by joining our Discord channel. That's discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, I am your host, Captain Kickass, and I'm joined with...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just continue with the calls right now. We have, as soon as I can get to it, looks like we have Marcus calling from Toronto, Canada. You are a flat earther, is that right, Marcus?
Oh, God. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, great.
Awesome. You are on the air. What's going on?
Well, I was wondering if you guys ever touched the topic of flat earth.
Well, we're an open phones radio show, so all kinds of kooks call into this program.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
all I know is that, you know, flat earthers are popping up all over the globe.
I've been told that the Flat Earth Society...
Yeah.
I've been told the Flat Earth Society has offices all around the world.
Yeah.
Well, the Flat Earth Society was actually bought out, and nobody really buys into it because they're saying that the flat earth is also flying towards the great attractor, which huge problem.
What's the great attractor?
Well, see, according to the heliocentric model, where everything flies around the sun, like what you've basically learned, we all learned in school. Just wait, I'm right along with you on that.
Sorry, bro. Well, that's too bad.
No, it's really not too bad. Good riddance.
That is, well, I mean, it's
not
too
sorry
bad
to see another flat earther get off the phones.
Yeah.
God, it's so awful.
You know, I realize he tried to correct himself, but it was already too late.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have a zero tolerance policy for those certain words that you can't say on the radio. I always come back to Grandfather George Carlin.
Well, you're not banned forever. You just can't call back the same night. So if he wants to call and talk about flat earth kookery, he's welcome to do that.
I was wondering, if the earth is flat, then how thick is it?
You should have asked him that,
you
I
know?
Guess.
Well, I was going to, yeah. But, you know, he exited stage left.
Yep.
Adios. As it were.
We never knew you.
So while you were hearing all sorts of things from our sponsors, we were talking about the unflattering picture of Radon Chung.
Well, I mean, she's an older lady at this point. She doesn't look like she did in the 1980s.
I mean,
she
looks like a grandmother with glaucoma who's smoking marijuana to ease the pain.
Well, if that's true,
well, she may be all three of those things. A lot of people who were young in the 80s are a lot of them.
We can always count on your wisdom, nobody. I appreciate that. So you said you had a related topic.
Well, since we talked a lot about retail tonight with the discussion we had earlier about the invasive apps and tracking and MAC addresses and things like that, I thought it was there was an interesting piece over at CNBC, and I believe I pulled it out of our chat server at discord.lrn.fm, which you can go, and there's a really good room there called News Show Prep that listeners will just drop stories into that they think we're interested in, and a lot of times there's a ton of good stuff in there that we just don't even have a chance to cover. And this is one of those pieces that is just a reminder of where we're at here in the year 2020 with retailers having some serious difficulty. CNBC reporting that last month many New York City residents awoke to surprising news that could change their shopping routines, as well as the items in their refrigerators. Local grocery chain Fairway, known for its no-frills atmosphere and extensive selection of items like cheese and seafood, had filed for bankruptcy, not just for the first time, but for the second time. It's a scenario that is getting more common for traditional retailers as they find themselves under pressure from a sea change in where and how people are shopping. Retailers like Barney's and Radio Shack have found themselves on the brink twice, going through a bankruptcy filing once, emerging, and then heading back to court again in some number of years later. In cases where the company files specifically for Chapter 11 twice, the scenario is referred to as Chapter 22. Quote, "We deal with the sick industries, and retail has been a sick industry for a while," said the chairman of the restructuring and bankruptcy group at New York law firm Herrick Feinstein. "Overall, the number of retail bankruptcies is rising. There were 22 retail bankruptcies in 2019 compared to 17 in 2018. According to tracking by CB Insights, the firm has tracked over 80 retail bankruptcies dating back to 2015.
Well, and I'm going to take a guess as to why that is, why the bump in the number of bankruptcies being filed by retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government makes it real difficult for businesses to adapt, right? Adaptation, you know, if you have an existing, like, brick-and-mortar type of an establishment and you want to transition into the more digital world, right, the thing, or if you have a digital thing and you want to transition into brick-and-mortar, right, the number of hoops that you have to jump through as a business, licensing, insurance, and, you know, all of the things that they require for you to do that.
What
right,
would the requirements be to go digital? I mean, what are you referring to there?
Well, I mean, if they want to expand their empire in any way, shape, or form, right?
Well, normally, I mean, I would agree with you when you're saying...
You want to open a new location somewhere, right? Well, you've got to go and get your license from that city for
that
location.
Well, yeah, but now you're talking about the reverse.
Taxes,
so I don't disagree with you in the reverse. If you have no locations and you want to open a location, then, yeah, you've got to deal with licensing and all that crap. But if you already have a location and you want to go digital, I'm not sure what exactly government rules are standing in the way of you there. There's nowhere near as many.
Yeah,
I may not have thought that through.
Yeah. It seems like a lot easier to go digital than it does
I think that it would be. But, I mean, still, like, if you're not going to do all of the fulfillment yourself, then you've got a contract with some other company, you know. And,
but there's
and
no government
there's,
rules
there's expenses
necessarily
get involved with that.
I don't think you can blame the government here for that one. I think all that you have to blame the way business tends to be, which is if it's working... You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And old guard industries are slower to change, especially bigger companies. We've all worked for mega corporations.
It's not necessarily clear as an economist to me that they should change. I mean, certain companies have core competencies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that they're good at doing, and they're not necessarily going to become good at doing the next thing that gets popular.
That's not necessarily reasonable to expect.
So it may well should be that the older companies should just die off and be replaced by newer companies whose core competencies are in demand now.
Well, that's absolutely true, and that's what's going to happen to most of them. You know, the rule is change or die, and these guys don't know how to change in a lot of cases.
So it's not a matter of an industry being sick. It's a matter of the market is rebalancing, and some companies are going to go out of business through no fault of their executives, but just because they've reached the end of their lifestyle.
Right, it's the part of the market.
There's no reason to expect that all corporations will be immortal. As a matter of fact, I think immortal corporations would itself be a sign of a very sick, probably government-controlled market.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. I think we're going to see very few of the retailers with which we're familiar surviving the next 20 years.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean that somebody else won't be able to come along and make a living in the same line of business also.
Or innovate and do it better.
The thing is, they got used to operating under one set of conditions.
Right.
And if conditions change, they might not be able to adjust.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The older the company is, the longer they've been around, the bigger they are, the harder it is for them to change. I mean, we've all worked for mega companies, right? Like mega corporations. I worked for Clear Channel. You worked for Citibank. I mean, these are old behemoths, and they had their time, but they're not quick to change.
Yeah, and it's important that people know that because, you know, when a corporation is ready to die, let it die. The banks killed themselves through reckless behavior in 2007, 2008 when I was at Citibank.
Mm-hmm.
They put themselves out of business through a series of foolish business decisions, and then the government came along and gave them a mulligan. Yeah. And that's not how any of this is supposed to work.
Yeah, I would have preferred that they die as well. Well, you know, we've kind of been through it today, but we're here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern, and you can find us online at freetalklive.com. If you missed any part of our show or any other day, you can get us at the archives at, is it
freetalklive.com.
Freetalklive.com.
Don't forget lcaptainkickass.com. And
do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.